Central Ward. Central Ward councillors. Councillor Jodie Owen, Deputy Mayor. Phone 0427 294 893. Email j.owen, that's O-W-E-N, at cardinia.vic.gov.au. Councillor Colin Ross. Phone 0428 598 491. Email c.ross, that's R-O-S-S, at cardinia.vic.gov.au. Councillor Carol Ryan. Phone 0418 130 851. Email c.ryan, that's R-Y-A-N, at cardinia.vic.gov.au. Councillor Michael Schilling. Phone 0418 845 798. Email m.schilling, that's S-C-H-I-L-L-I-N-G, at cardinia.vic.gov.au. Sod turned for Pakenham's Deep Creek Reserve development. Work is underway on the new Deep Creek Reserve in Pakenham. This major development will deliver a welcoming open space with a focus on access for all abilities and all ages. Councillor Jodie Owen said the reserve would provide walking trails, regional play space, barbecue area, community gardens and environmental education opportunities. Weed removal, drainage improvements, protection of native vegetation and other earthworks have recently been completed to prepare for the site for the All Abilities Playground, wetlands, buildings and recreation areas that will follow, Councillor Owen said. The project is funded by $7.5 million from Council's Capital Works Program over the next 5 years and a grant of $2.825 million from the Victorian Government's Growing Suburbs Fund. Council is also partnering with the Pakenham Golf Club and Cardinia Environment Coalition to deliver the project. Welcome Parent Zone Funding. Council has welcomed the recent announcement that the Victorian Government will invest over $4 million to improve facilities at three local schools as part of the Shared Facilities Fund. The projects include $530,000 to Gumscrub Creek Primary School, opening in 2018, for a multi-service centre for outside school hours care. $2 million to Pakenham Hills Primary School for a parent zone multi-service centre. $1.6 million to Kooyrup Secondary College to upgrade its oval and hockey pitch and build a pavilion. The Parent Zone Centre will be managed by Anglicare Victoria and, working with the school, will provide a range of service and programs that support parents in the early years of their children's development. They will also seek to attract other education, training, health and support services for families to the centre and have resources to link people to external services where needed. Maternal child health and playgroup services will be provided at the centre by council. Councillor Colin Ross thanked the Victorian Government for the funding and said he looked forward to seeing the real benefits these projects would deliver. These projects will benefit local parents and students, as well as the broader communities that will have the opportunity to use the new sporting facilities and buildings, as well as the wonderful shared service hub that will cater for a diverse range of family and individual needs, Councillor Ross said. Planting completes Burke Park improvements. New landscaping and the installation of a basketball ring at Burke Park in Pakenham have completed a series of works that have not only improved the look of the park, but also tackled community safety concerns. The work is part of a broader project to provide safety at Burke Park and includes the installation of CCTV surveillance cameras that provide blanket coverage of the park, as well as 13 new lights and a three-phase power outlet, which was funded with grants from the Victorian and Australian governments. Councillor Carol Ryan said the addition of new garden beds and new paths in high traffic areas has helped make the park a more welcoming space. The park is right in the heart of our shopping centre, and the new gardens and paths make it a more beautiful space, while the basketball ring provides a great active space for all ages, Councillor Ryan said. Improvements to the lighting and power supply will also benefit groups like the Bless Collective, who base their food van, mobile laundry and shower services at the park, and our local Yakaboo Festival, which is largely centred around the park as well. Get active at Tumut Creek Park. A new drinking fountain and distance markers recently installed at the Tumut Creek Rotary Park will help to make it even more attractive as a local fitness and training spot. Councillor Michael Schilling said the park was one of the venues used for Park Run, which hold free weekly 5 kilometre timed runs in parks across Melbourne. It is also a popular walking track and used by local sporting clubs as a training space. The drinking fountain has been installed at the start-finish line of the Park Run course, as well as distance markers at 1 kilometre intervals, Councillor Schilling said. As the weather warms up, our local parks and reserves are a great place to get active, whether it be a gentle stroll or for competition. I am sure these new items will be welcome additions for the park's users.